like, because I mentioned that it's a totalitarian government and it has full control over the people, this much power over someone can make a person like lose what they actually believe in, and in hand lose their identity. So they become a victim of the system.
Okay, and you feel, for example, that the proles are a little bit more free in comparison to the members of the party?
I feel like the proles are actually a delusion for members of the party, because I believe that they are still controlled by the government, but they need a certain social group to be seen as something that they are not controlling, and something, and like a social group that are being miserable, so that members of the party can see that if you do not oblige to the government, then they will turn you into something more miserable than you already are.
Okay, and do you find any similarities between 1984 and the world that we live nowadays?
Yes. Actually, I feel like 1984 also talks about censorship. And I feel like in this world, we live with a lot of censorship, and people, like, with this censorship, people lose their identity because they are not able to speak freely of themselves or of others.
Okay, how would you define freedom of speech?
I would define it as something a person believes in that does not affect others.
Okay, and you also mentioned that Winston becomes a victim of the system. Why is that?
Because losing his identity makes him perhaps vulnerable or weak, because he no longer has something that he believes in. So he doesn't have this power over his mind, and for a government, that is very easy to manipulate.
Do you think that the use of a diary is a way for Winston or for us to regain that sense of owning our own ideas?
Yeah, I think that Winston tried to, like, the diary was a way to cope with his situation, because that, like, human beings always want to express their feelings in a certain way, and because he couldn't express them out loud, he felt that writing them down would be a way to cope.
Okay, and you also mentioned that Oceania, it's a very dull place, that it's very dark. Do you feel that all totalitarian governments tend to be that way?
No, I feel like Big Brother's government is an exaggeration of what we see nowadays, because people feel like they do have this freedom of speech or this identity, but they're actually being constantly manipulated, and so they don't feel like their world is that dull, because they are still delusional of who's manipulating them.
Okay, and what will be a good way to actually express your feelings and thoughts in the real world?
I feel like nowadays social medias are a very useful platform for people to transmit a message, because social media is a platform that reaches all international communities. And so if these platforms are not manipulated or tampered with, then people can actually get to transmit the message they want.